Behind the scenes, a subsidy war is raging in Central Europe among national film commissions, which have been steadily sweetening rebates and incentives to attract lucrative Hollywood and other foreign productions. Czech Film Commissioner Pavlína Žibková says 2018 was a record year in spending and shooting days, with foreign productions, especially TV series, drawn in by top-notch crews, services and 11 centuries of architecture for locations. Brian Kennedy has more.
Pavlína Žibková had been working the commercial side of production for nearly two decades before joining the Czech Film Commission in late 2016. She line-produced commercials, music videos, documentaries and feature films, including one nominated for an Oscar and a cult horror film. Before getting to the current business climate, though, I asked her how she got her own start in film.
I didn't study film. I studied the High School of Economy, and after the leaving exams, I sort of didn't really know what to do. And then there was an advert in some newspaper, and there were people looking for crew on some independent film. And I always liked the film, because I always liked culture and I liked to read books and things like that. And I just answered the advert, and I was very honest. I said that I haven't really done anything yet because I was 18 or 19 years old. But I fell in love with the director. And so I said, okay, this is wonderful. I just need to do my best.
Just to clarify, you fell in love with the director's work or with the director?
With the director itself, himself.
Okay.
And so I studied during the night as well because I just wanted to be really good. And they accepted me as an assistant, but it was a freelance sort of job. It wasn't a job really because it was an independent film, short film. But this is how it started. Then later I fell out of love with the director and I fell in love with the job. And I think it was 1994-1995. And at the time there were, I would say, about 20 production companies in Prague. And I really only had this experience with this short film. And I just wrote a CV explaining in colors all the work I did on the short film, and I visited all these production companies without making the phone calls, without making prior arrangements. I was standing at the reception desk of each of the production company, and I was insisting that I want to see the manager or someone, that I need a job. And out of these 20 production companies, the three of them accepted me, so I could pick one of them, and I picked one of them, and I started working as a production assistant on commercials, mostly foreign productions. And within a year, I was a production manager, and basically that's how it all started. And I was doing that for 10 years, commercials, and then later on films and documentaries.
I want to ask you also, because I read that you spent some time in the UK and also in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
Was that film related?
None of that was film related, actually. UK, that was right after the high school. And I lived in London, I stayed there as an au pair. And Namibia, that was entirely different experience because my partner at the time was Namibian. And he actually ran a petrol station in Namibia, in Okahandja, and I was manager of a petrol station there for 2 years.
And any valuable life lessons?
Very, very invaluable, actually, really. Yeah, we had 30 employees and it was open 24/7. And as you can imagine, I mean, everything is different, basically. Everything is different over there. But wonderful, I have great memories of that.
What was the first feature film that you worked on?
It was Hostel, actually. Hostel.
Hostel, the horror film.
Eli Roth, yes.
What was that like?
Amazing. Amazing experience. First time experience with Eli Roth and with his producers. And with a large American production, basically.
And typically, people working on films, you have a very intense period of a few months or half a year and then maybe nothing. How did you spend your off time?
Well, in vapes, really, mostly in bed, just staring at the ceiling or at heaven. Yeah, it's a strange life, sort of, because you have these periods when you work more than extremely hard, and then there is this quiet, and you really need a quiet time, a longer quiet time.
I wonder if you could share some other highlights. Hostel was your first big feature film. What was the first documentary you were part of, and how was that experience different?
The first documentary was Joan of Arc. It was a documentary directed by Pamela Mason Wagner. And it was very, very, very low budget, despite the fact that it was American. But I was a main producer on it, so I really could do what I wanted. I wasn't really relating to 10 other producers, so that was great. And it was sort of a small shoot and an intimate crew, and I was with it from the very start, from helping the director with the script, writing it so that it was adjusted to certain Czech locations that played French locations, obviously. So that was like my first baby, really. I consider it more being my baby than Hostel.
Okay, yeah. Hostel would be more like a problem child, I think.
maybe, yeah, but very successful.
Yes. So this all sounds like very good preparation for the work you're doing now, which we can get to. You joined the Czech Film Commission
2.5 years ago, November 2016.
And you've been the commissioner for a year?
Yes,
right?
A year and a few months, yes.
What did you expect going in, and how has it turned out to be?
Stable job. That was the first thing I expected. And that it's correct, it is a stable job. And the fact that you have a background, filmmaking background and experience with foreign productions is extremely valuable for the job, because in the Czech environment you cannot study to become a film commissioner. You really need to learn everything from the first steps. So having filmmaking background from a physical production background is really good.
If there is anything like a typical week for you, what would that be?
Well, there is nothing like a typical week. That is the thing. It has some similarities with the production work, because I can probably say that 60% of my time I spend in the office, 40% I spend traveling, not just the world but Czech Republic as well. Because what we're trying to do, I mean, the main mission of the Czech Film Commission is to promote the services of Czech filmmakers abroad. We want to attract foreign investments. We go to foreign producers and we say, look, this is the best country, this is the best location for your work. Please come and film here. But what we also do is that we try to explore new locations within the Czech Republic, locations that have not been shot yet or very rarely. And we have a network of regional film offices. We have 11 now all over the Czech Republic. And with their help, we try to promote these places to the producers, to local producers as well.
In recent years, there's been a lot said about benefits of film tourism. People see a series and they want to go and see the actual locations. Mm-hmm. Have you seen a rise in that? Is this something you work on with Czech Tourism Agency, for example?
Not with the Czech Tourism Agency, that would be Czech Film Tourism, but with the regional film offices, basically. If they have a successful shoot over there, a successful film or series, TV series mostly these days, then we try to educate them on how can they help the film production or the main producer to promote their work. Like now the series, extremely successful series, Most, that was just in the city called Most. So that is going to be a shining example of that. But we are working on it because it has just finished broadcasting in the Czech TV.
Mm-hmm. That's a Czech production, though, and it's targeted really at Czech audiences, I would think.
Mm-hmm, that's true, yes.
But I understand in recent years there's been a lot of Danish and German, French, other productions. How does the Czech Republic compete against other Central European locations?
Well, we compete, we try to compete with the incentive, which is now actually low, one of the lowest in Europe, because we have 20, we offer 20%. But alongside with the incentive, because incentives, they were not here, they are here now, but they may not be here in the future. What we really can build on is the history of the cinema, because the Czech filmmakers have always been working, and they were always had chance to educate themselves and to work with the foreign production from the States, from England, Germany, Austria, France. So they are top of the world, really, regarding in all fields that are involved in the filmmaking process. So that is the great asset that we have, not just people that are skilled with their hands, but we have extremely great head of departments who are able to lead the foreign production, even American productions, like DOPs, production designers, makeup artists, costume designers. All these people are extremely skilled. So that is one thing. And then the other big plus is locations. We have 11 centuries of architecture that you can film over here, really. You can even film a sea sequence at those huge lakes. We have mountains, we have rivers, we have fields, and we have four distinct seasons. So these are all great benefits to especially America, I would say.
I also wanted to ask you about the EUFCN.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you joined that not so long ago. You're allies and yet you're rivals. How does that work?
Well, it's quite interesting that you see it like that, and I would probably see it like that if I was from the outside. But we are friends, really. We are trying to help each other, because it's... although that you can say that ever since the incentives were established, we really have now something that you can call subsidy war. All the states around us raising the incentive, raising the percentage. But when we sit down with all these film commissioners, and we have now over 93 members in 28 European countries, and we sit together and we share experiences, and we are able to learn one from another. And when there is a country who has just been trying to establish their system, then invite us and we teach them, we try to educate them how film commission can work, what is its purpose, what should they do, who should they approach, how sensitive it is, with how friendly they need to be with the politicians especially, and things like that. So within the film commissioner's family, you don't feel competition at all. No.
You mentioned that the Czech level is still rather low at 20%. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you could just briefly, simply summarize what it means to a foreign filmmaker.
Well, the world quite changed when the first incentives were established, because before that, the foreign filmmakers used to make the budget before they decided to go to a foreign country and film their work there. They needed a budget. Now what happens quite often is that they don't really do that. They just look at the percentage of the incentive, which in some opinions doesn't really make sense, because there are still huge differences in the costs in each country. Like if you compare Czech Republic and France, they are like about 40-50% more expensive. I mean, their crew and their services. Because you need both. You need incentive, but you also need to know what prices of services and crews.
What are some of the TV series or films that have shot in the recent months that international listeners can look forward to seeing?
For example, Whiskey Cavalier, which actually has been wrapping right now, but the pilot is out already. That's quite interesting, because Prague subs for Paris and Moscow. And then we wrapped Nightfall by the end of 2018. It's a medieval story. It's the second part of the series.
About the Knights of Templar.
Yes, exactly. I mean, there's been so many. I just don't know what to say first. I need to look it up.